When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness, across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years strong, then also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers. There's some thrivers out there from this disorder and the traits that come along with it. Today's episode is going to be about, is going to answer one of the main questions I get on my page. Do narcissists know they are hurting you? Do they know the pain that they cause? This, that, you know. And I'm going to be real with you. The simple answer to that question is going to be yes. I know people don't want to hear that. It's like, no, I cannot believe. So many people just get in my comment section and start talking and just like, I just refuse to believe that this person know what they're doing. They know that they're hurting me. I like, you can refuse to believe it all you want to, but then that's going to keep you in this relationship way longer than you need to be. And then that's what, you know, I tell them that now, since you're refusing to believe it, it's on you now. You can refuse. Oh, he didn't know what he was doing. Oh, she had no idea what she was doing. Y'all, narcissists know the difference between right and wrong. They just absolutely do. You know that they do. Most narcissists and toxic people have this aversion to having people above them. Like a lot of narcissists have problems with, you know, supervisors and people over above them in life, or telling them what to do and things like that. People dictating what they do and how they live their lives. So narcissistic people don't like being told what to do. So, but you see in your situation, in the relationship with them, they know the difference between right and wrong. They just don't like people telling them what to do. So they'll do wrong to spite you sometimes. Hey, I don't like being cheated on. Oops, cheated on you. You can't tell me what to do. They know the difference between right and wrong, y'all. And this is one of the main reasons why you know it. Because they want to keep everything to themselves. I'm a private person. I'd rather keep things off of social media. I don't like running the social media with everything. I don't like telling the social media where everything. I don't like doing this. I don't like doing that. Y'all see them saying this. You see them acting on it. You see them doing this type of stuff. And you, like I'm telling you, they don't want you to tell anybody. They want you to keep the bad stuff to yourself. But I'll be damned if they do some good stuff for you, they want you to shout it from the rooftops. They want you to scream as loud as you possibly can. To the top of the rooftop and things like that. They want you to yell it out loud and things like that. They just absolutely do. They want you to tell everybody what they're doing, the good stuff that they're doing for you. But the bad stuff, oh, hell no. Keep that to yourself. You got to keep that to yourself. The bad stuff, you have to learn to keep to yourself. The good stuff, and this is how you know what they're doing. You mean? That's how you know. They know it. Yeah, they know it. I'm just telling you, I've been compelled to do, it's like a, oh my goodness, I don't even want to say this. I already know. I don't even want to say this because I know where it's going to go. Here we go, y'all. It's almost like there's a little devil on one shoulder and an angel on another one telling you what to do. I already know the religious people. I got you, Lee. You just said it. I told you there's not a little devil on your shoulder. There's the Jezebel spirit patting you on your back. Your evil Jezebel spirit bastard, Lee. They got you. You just admitted to it. No. this is just the easiest analogy to describe it. When I think of a better analogy, I will stop using the angel and demon analogy. But sometimes it's like that. And it's like the angel is like minuscule. The angel is this big, and a demon or whatever, the devil is, you know, a 7-footer. It's like the angel is like 4'1", the devil is 7'3". On your shoulder. So imagine a 7'3" devil sitting on your shoulder. But that's what it feels like, y'all. That's what it feels like. Because it gives narcissistic people a pleasure to try to get away with doing bad things. So it gives them pleasure to treat you badly. and they convince you to be silent about it. Because guess what happens? This is what I see typically happen in these relationships with narcissistic people. They treat you so badly, and then you keep it to yourself for a long, extended period of time, and then they break up with you, and they leave you for somebody else, and then you try to tell your story, and people don't believe you because you kept silent. So they did this 5, 6, 7 years ago. You're talking about it now, but they told me to keep silent. Oh, well, we don't believe you. And your struggle and whatever you went through is going to fall. A lot of times it's going to fall on deaf ears because they convince you to stay silent. And guess what that narcissistic person is going to say? Like, if I was that bad, why was I the one to leave? I left them. They were the problem. If that was so bad, why didn't they leave me? And nobody's going to look, y'all. Typically, people are not going to hear your story. Because now it sounds like you're bitter. I'm just telling you, when they convince you to be silent and keep this stuff to yourself, the only person that looks good in the end is them. You don't look like a ride or die. You end up looking bitter. Now that they left you for somebody else and they're super happy, now they're abusive, right? They abuse you. I'm just telling you what people are going to say. I'm going to say, if you want to tell your story, they want you to stay silent. And they want to convince you that you are the narcissist so they can smear your name. They can start a smear campaign against you. They'll convince you that you are the narcissistic person and that you telling your story is a smear campaign. But here we go, y'all. Telling the truth is not a smear campaign. It can't be the truth and a smear campaign at the same time, because a smear campaign contains rumors, lies, and deceit. You know what I mean? Just wild stuff to throw people off. The truth is the truth. You can't smear the truth. The truth is a brick. Try to go outside right now and try to smear a brick. You mean? Now take this smear campaign, which is probably, you know, it has the consistency of, you know, the number two of a number two. You can smear that easily. You can take that, smash into your hands, and smear it against the wall. Now take that brick of the truth and do the same thing. Try to smear that brick. You can't smear the truth. The truth is not a smear campaign. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, like, you want to be ride or dies, you want to be superheroes, you want to be super strong men and strong women, and keep this stuff to yourself because sometimes it's embarrassing because you allowed it to happen. You're like, why did I let this happen to me? This is embarrassing. You keep it to yourself because you're embarrassed. The narcissist is the only person that benefits that from that is the narcissist. They want you to keep that stuff to yourself because it's embarrassing. If you keep it to yourself, you know what I mean? They got you. They know the difference between right and wrong. They know what they're doing. The good stuff, they want you to post the good stuff so your whole relationship looks perfect. Y'all are relationship goals, right? Or this is a parent, this is your friend or whoever. But y'all are goals. Y'all are BFFs. People want to have that relationship y'all got. Whatever relationship it is, parent, father, son, daughter, whatever, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife, best friend, whatever relationship it is, they, y'all look like goals because you're only posting the good stuff. So when the bad stuff starts to happen, or you know, or they break up with you, or they leave you, or they ghost you, or whatever, your whole life looked great. I thought y'all were so happy from your lost stuff you posted online. I'm telling you, it only benefits them in the end. Of course, protect yourself and be safe. But I'm just telling you, narcissists know what they're doing. They set it up most narcissistic people are going to be self-serving people. You know, we are here to serve ourselves first and then kind of, you know, matriculate, you know, trickle down to you and your needs and wants later on and things like that. So I'm just telling you, if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person or whoever, you know what I mean? The truth is not a smear campaign, and it only benefits them for you to keep it to yourself. It's the actual truth right there. You know what I mean? It's the actual truth. I feel like you have to stand in your power and stand in your strength because they know what they're doing. And if you do start to tell people, like, say, if you do tell your friends and your family and y'all don't break up, they're going to not want to be around those friends and family anymore, y'all. Just to give you a heads up, if you tell your friends and family, they're not going to want to be around their friends and family anymore because you embarrass them because you can't keep stuff to yourself. I don't want to go out with them because they don't like me because of you. They don't like, they're going to say stuff like that to you. Your friends and family don't like me because of you, because you told them everything. Not because of what they did, but because you told them everything. You see how that works? That's the mind of a narcissistic person. They'll convince you that the issue is you telling, but not what they're doing. That's the mindset. That's the mindset of a narcissist or a toxic person. It really, really is, y'all. Like I was telling you, they know what they're doing. In summation, in conclusion, they know what they are doing. Yeah, they know what they're doing. I talk to people about this every day on Zoom. I do my one-on-ones. I talk to people about this every single day. This is not like literally every day. If you want to do a one-on-one, the link is in the bio for that. But Austin, Texas, October, the weekend of October the 15th, we're thinking about making it a live speaking event. So it's going to be like a lot of speakers, a lot of your big, maybe bigger people coming from the world of narcissism and things like that. Toxic relationship specialists, psychologists, therapists, self-aware narcissists, survivors. I'm just telling y'all, people who are still in it trying to get out of it, it's gonna be a good one. So Austin, Texas, I think we're gonna make it a live speaking event. So I don't know how to get registered or tickets or whatever. I'm not in charge, but I don't do that. I'm just the voice. Anyways, y'all, stay tuned for more. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.